listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rom Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed. This is part two of the message entitled,
How True Are You to the Call?
Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Be true to the call. By speaking truth before your God. Express to him who you are. Express to him your weaknesses, because he's the only one that can turn them into strength. Come on and bless God. God don't call strong people. God call weak people that he can turn them around. Because that's where the praise is at. Come on and bless God. When Yahshua came, he didn't look like Yahshua. As a matter of fact, the word of the Lord said that there was no beauty in him. Hello? So the truth of the matter is, righteousness don't have a look. And righteousness don't have a color. Because some of us try to dress it up and go all white. Yeah? Because white represents the purity of the saints. Hello? Honey, you could dress in all white. Bleach your hair white. Huh? Bleach your skin white. That does not exemplifies the righteousness of God. Hello, somebody. Because it has no color. Oh, somebody bless God in this house. There was no beauty in him that he should be desired. He was a king, but he didn't even look like a prince. Hello. And as a result of that, they could not receive him. Hello. When about 70 of his disciples walk away, when they found out that they're going to have to eat of his body and drink of his blood, they said, surely you're not the king we've been waiting for. Oh, somebody praise God. But I'm so glad that they did. I'm so glad they did not recognize him. Because they did not recognize him, you and I have salvation. There was a call on Esther's life, but she did not know it. Hello? But there was a wise man called Mordecai, who was Esther's uncle. He recognized that God had a call on Esther's life, and he pushed her. Hello? He pushed her. So the time came after she was pushed into greatness and she became a queen. You know the story quite well. And the time came when the enemies of Israel rose up and decided to have them annihilated. Here comes the call that was on Esther's life. Tell somebody, purpose will push you to destiny. It was a secret that Esther was Jewish. She and her uncle kept the secret. And then the uncle sent message to her that, girl, there is a decree to annihilate your people. Can I paraphrase? Esther said, I don't have anything to do with that. I'm queen. I'm safe. I'm talking about to be true to the call. Because sometimes as we go on in life, we forgot that it is the call that have qualified us. As we go on, we forget that it is a call that causes us to stand where we're standing. And we become big-headed and proud and totally self-centered. So Mordecai had to remind her, you are queen, but you will not escape. For who can tell whether or not God put you in this position for such a time as this? Not your neighbor, and say to your neighbor, can God count on you? Not another neighbor, and say, can God trust you? To every call, there is a mission. Oh, Lord God, I praise you. Did you hear me? I said, to every call, there is a mission. But can you be trusted? Can you be trusted? Some people are crying out to God, God bless me, I want more money, and I want more money. Can he trust you with more money? Because do you think he just gives you more money to drive big cars and live in big houses? And to have fat bank accounts? No, he bless you with wealth so that you can touch lives and you can reach out and change the lives of people. And build the kingdom of God. If you're rich and you're listening to this broadcast, I want to let you know you need to release some of that money to build the kingdom of God and to change people's lives. God bless you for a purpose. So Esther heed the call of her uncle or the message. And she went into fasting. And now she realized, she said, well, I'm going to go in. And if I perish, I perish. Now when you answer the call and when you are true to the call, listen now, it's no longer about you. Now nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, if he call you, it's no longer about you. It's about him that has called you. Come and tell somebody else, if he called you, then it's no longer about you. It's about he that has called you. And the moment we recognize that, the question in our mouth will be, Lord, where do you want me to go? Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, when do you want me to move? What step shall I take? What move shall I make? Oh, somebody bless God. You ever notice when you don't have any money how you pray? You said, Lord, just bless me if I could just get my hand on some money. Lord, I need some money. But then when you get the money, you never ask God, God, how should I spend this money? God never hear back from you until the money is all gone. But there is a psalm that I want to apply to this message to strengthen the call. Psalms 40. Because it's not the same day that he called you that he used you. Sometimes he called you when Esther was chosen as queen. There was a long process to be the queen, to be the wife of a king. Your skin has to be supple, flawless. Hello? So she went through a process where she had to be soaked in different kind of you know, honey and milk and different kinds of minerals. Hello? So it's not the same time that he called you that he used you. Psalms 40 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. When he called you, you have to have some patience. Heard somebody talk about making a transition and how the transition is not easy. Be patient and wait, because you know that he called you. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. When he called you from a place that was not good, a place that was not suitable. But he's calling you out. And some of us are so stiff-necked. He's calling us, but we just keep on going back. And he's calling and we keep going back. Out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. You see, when you answer the call and when you come, he put you on a rock. Somebody shout, unmovable. In other words, he built you. Wish somebody would praise God. And not only that, he put you on a rock and established my goings. So here we go again. So he called you, and you don't want to find out where you're going. Lord, should I go? Every time I get a speaking engagement, I don't just say, yes, I'll be there. I'll get back with you. As a matter of fact, I don't book my own speaking engagement. I seek God. Should I answer that call? Because not all called should be answered. Because there are many voices. And you want to make sure that God is in the voice that is calling you. He established my goings. You realize that there's an S. Goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth. In other words, I'm happy. I'm happy. Even praise unto our God. And I like this. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Why are you so happy? Tell me about this joy that you have. You may be kicked out of your apartment. You may just lost your job, but you're happy. So happy. And when people behave like that, somebody take note and said, but my God, aren't you the person that they fired yesterday? Yes, I am. So why are you so happy? Because the Lord established my goals. It was time for me to be fired. Yeshua sent out the disciples and he said, don't take anything with you. No clothes, no script, no money, just go. Because he knew that provision was going to be made for them. And he said, any house that turn you away, shake the dust off your shoe. They don't deserve it. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. When he called you, you've got to trust him. And respect it not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lie. There are some people that you can't keep as friends. If they are proud, no. Liars, no. Many, O Lord, my God, verse 5, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are, let me say, towards us. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. We cannot measure up the
thoughts of God towards us. Because he said the thoughts that he had towards us is a good thought. It is not of evil. Or tell somebody the thought that God has for me are more than the hair and the numbers of the hair on my head. Get me the next verse. Sacrifice and offerings thou did not desire. Hello? Let's look at verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come into the volume of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will. In other words, Lord, I surrender. When he call you, this is what. You, Lord, I delight to do thy will. Can you hold up your right hand right where you are and say, Lord, I delight to do thy will. Come on, say, oh my God. Said, yea, thy law is written on my heart. And I delight to do your will. This is the last verse I'm going to leave with you. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord. Thou knowest. You must talk of the goodness of God when he calls you. Don't be afraid to talk about how good God has been to you. In the congregation, don't be afraid to say how great is our God. How great is his name. He has done great and marvelous things. Don't be afraid to talk about how when you were sick, he healed your body. Don't be afraid to talk about how when you were in prison, he kept you. He looked out for you. When your bills were backed up, he was there for you. And right now, some of us are still going through some stuff. But God is going to take you through it. Why? Because he called you. And when he called you, you become his responsibility. Now tell somebody, I am the Lord's responsibility. Come on, come on. Tell somebody else, don't feel sorry for me. The Lord will take care of me. Come on, say, the Lord will take care of me. Come on, tell somebody, the Lord will make a way for me. Come on, said, I know the Lord will make a way for me. Said, if I trust him, if I trust him, he'll make a way for me. Said, Lord, I trust you. Come on, somebody, cry unto him and tell him, I trust you. It's a moment of deliverance. Said, Lord, here are my troubles. I trust you with them. Come on, tell him, Lord, this is where I'm missing it. Lord, this is where I'm weak. This is where the enemy overcome me. But I trust you to take care of me. Will you trust him? Will you trust him? I love the hymn that says, only trust him. Only trust him now. He will save you. I know you may feel as though your ship is sinking. But can I tell you, if you cry, that sinking ship, he is on it. Oh, Holy Ghost. It is now the moment of deliverance. I said that sinking ship, that situation that seems as though it's never going to work out, God is in it. God is in it. And if you cry out, if you just wake him up, he'll come. I love another hymn that says, where he may lead me, I will go. He don't always lead you in green pastures. Sometimes he take you through the valley. And sometimes he take you on the mountain. And sometimes you get caught with the rocks. But can I tell you, he has a good plan for you. Go through it. He is in the bottom of the ship. Master, the tempest is raging. The billows are tossing high. The cloud is overshadowed with blackness. But the writer said, "Carest thou not that we perish? How can you lie asleep?" Come and nudge your neighbor and say, "Wake up your God. For he is in your situation." Come and tell somebody else, "Wake up your God. Because you are not alone. He is in your situation." Can I tell you, he's in that bad financial situation with you. All you got to do is to wake him up. He is in that bad marriage with you. All you got to do is to wake him up. Wake him up. Wake him up. Wake him up. Can I tell you? He will provide for you tomorrow. Don't know where the money is coming from to pay the next light bill? The Lord will make a way. If you trust him, he will make a way. So what is your problem? What is your problem today? Think about what you're going through and close your eyes. And hold up your hands. And say, "Lord, I give it to you." Come on, come on, come on. Mumble under your breath. Anna could not conceive, but she found the altar of God. And she did not even cry out aloud, because the priest could not hear what she was saying. Eli walked in and saw her sobbing on the altar. And Eli said, "Woman, when will you put away your wine from you?" That was when she opened up her mouth loudly and she said that your handmaid is not drunken. Your handmaid have a request. Your handmaid need a favor from God. I'm sick and I'm tired. I'm tired of people mocking me. I'm tired of people jeering me. And it was then that Eli said, "The Lord grant your petition. Hold up your hands. I'm prophesying to you as you come to this house today." But before I can say, "The Lord grant your petition," you've got to tell him what it is. Those of you that are listening out there, hold up your hands and tell God what your petition is. Tell him right now what you want him to do for you. Tell him what you want him to do for you. Because can I tell you, he's going to do it. Tell him what you want him to do. Tell him, tell him, tell him. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him. And now I decree and I declare, by the power of God vested in me, and by the prophetic word that God has placed upon my life, I speak to every situation in this room today and those that are listening, that the Lord grant your petition. The Lord lift your heavy burden. The Lord make a way. The Lord open doors. Doors that you never thought was possible. Even doors that you were told that you cannot enter. God will overthrow those decisions. He will overthrow those decisions. Now, if you believe your God, rise to your feet and give him a praise of thanksgiving. Give him a praise of thanksgiving. I said, give him a praise of thanksgiving. I said, give him a praise of thanksgiving. Give him a praise of thanksgiving. Give him a praise of thanksgiving. Give him a praise. him a praise, give him a praise. Give him a praise, give him a praise, give him a praise. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Anybody sick, said, Lord, I thank you for my healing. Lord, I thank you for my breakthrough. Lord, I thank you for my deliverance. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you're lining up my finances. I thank you.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Salvation.